Good evening, everyone. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma, dialing in here from New York. I'm about 30 miles north of New York City. Very excited to be here tonight. If you're a new consultant, I'd like to welcome you, ask you to mute your lines. I do hear background noise, and I think I muted the lines. Yeah, okay. So anyway, really looking forward to hearing tonight from national consultant Kirk Horan. So I have the privilege of introducing one national consultant to introduce the next national consultant. And when I started this business a little over eight years ago, Richard and Mary were one of the couples that soon into my career started paying attention to me and my growth. And I remember at Power Trip, which is coming up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I was in Texas, and they would watch me as a senior consultant building my business and always encourage me. And they were financially free and had a huge business and very successful, but just having them pay attention to me and encourage me was a really big deal for me. And here I am 8 years later, and this has been life-changing for me. It's my main source of income, and I've walked away from other things that I do professionally so I could pursue this full-time and enjoy a great lifestyle that Ambit Energy provides. And much of my encouragement in the beginning came from Richard and Mary. So to see them win all of the awards and that they've won and all of the accolades and five-star trips and to reach the pinnacle of success as a national consultant, Thompson Leadership Award winners, it's just incredible. And to become dear, dear friends with Richard and Mary has been one of the highlights of my life, and certainly in this business. I just love them dearly. So I'm going to introduce and welcome who's also going to introduce and welcome another one of my dear friends, but I'm going to bring up right now national consultant, the host of this call, incredible leader, national consultant Mary Amuelo. Mary, are you on the line right now?
We're both here, actually.
I'm awake. I woke up.
Richard and Mary. I love it. You're both there, Richard and Mary. It's great to hear your voice. Love you both, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
I managed to get 10 hours of sleep last night, so I'm almost caught up to Japan time.
Richard's still a little jet lagged. I don't know if he's a little jet lagged or if we've just had some crazy travel days. Just to give you a glimpse of life in Japan is we went to Okayama on Friday with our kids, and it's only a 45-minute ride on the Shinkansen. Except when the Shinkansen, the bullet train, stops running. So our 45-minute ride ended up being a four-hour wait at the train station, squatting at a Starbucks, and then a three-hour train ride home halfway on the regular train. So it was definitely a crazy day. So anyways, we're super excited that we've got one of our dear friends on the call tonight. He is an Ambit favorite for sure. The thing I love most about Kirk Horan is his contagious laugh. I mean, you hear it, you laugh. I mean, it's just so contagious. So I'm hoping somewhere on this call he's going to laugh so that everybody can experience the laugh of Kirk Horan. But he is definitely no stranger to Ambit Energy, top 50 income earner, yellow jacket, millionaire club member, multiple five-star club winner, Crystal Sphere Award winner, Thompson Leadership Award winner. What else? He's probably won just about every award there is under the sun.
And well, I think the biggest prize is his amazing wife.
Yes, definitely his amazing wife, Trisha. She definitely is, the firepower behind Kirk Horan. So I just love them dearly. But help me welcome our dear friend, national consultant Kirk Horan. Kirk, you on?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I can. So fresh off the five-star
tan. You got a nice tan, a nice bronze look going.
Yeah, it's always real red, and then it bronzes up after that.
Richard has that issue, too. So listen, Kirk, before we get into the meat of our interview, I know there's a lot of people who just know your story. You've been around a long time, but then there's a lot of new people, too. So would you give us a kind of an overview of how you got started in Ambit, and just to let those guys know. And I think as many times as I've heard your story millions of times, it's still a great story. I still love hearing it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll give you the shortened version because it could take the whole call. So, you know, I was out of work for the third time, and I was invited to an Ambit presentation at a restaurant by a coworker. So I was a guest of a guest. We went to the restaurant, we listened to the presentation, and I always say to people, you know, I'm a blue-collar worker. I was raised, if it looks too good to be true, it must be. And when I saw Ambit the first time, that's exactly what I thought. But one of the guys presenting that night alongside Ray Monty, which did an incredible job, was an executive consultant now, but back then senior consultant, who's an attorney for the state of New York. And when I heard him say that, that kind of dropped my guard. And I went to him after the presentation. He answered all my questions. And, you know, from there, I went home. I tried to explain it to my wife. That was a big mistake. Her being protective and, you know, us being in a bad place financially, she said, no way. But I went to bed that night. I couldn't sleep. I was just thinking about, you know, the obvious. Everybody we know and everybody we don't know uses electricity. And I decided to get started without her knowing. And I joked that my first why in Ambit was to make my money back before my wife got our credit card statement. And I did that. And, you know, I continued to build the business part-time for 7 years while working full-time as a career firefighter, and was, you know, fortunate to become the 39th millionaire in the company, and retired my wife at 43, and I retired from working at 45. And now we work Ambit full-time, and we love it.
So I'm going to add a couple of things for people to hear. Kirk wasn't out of a job for the third time because he's a lazy bum. He was out of a job for the third time because of multiple injuries he's had. And, wow, how long, you know, at what point, Kirk, did you realize, like, this was the big one? Like, this is it. This is really, it wasn't just going to be something that was going to help you financially. It was really going to turn your life around.
Well, I had some, you know, I guess, immediate success in the sense of, you know, getting an immediate return on my investment. I qualified for free energy fairly quick and promoted to senior consultant fairly quick. But I went through all the same struggles that we all go through. And, you know, a defining moment for me was October after my first ambition. We had a lunch presentation and Chris Chambliss was the guest speaker. And everybody had a guest at that presentation but me, and I was devastated. And I went over to Chris after the presentation. I said, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And he didn't really know who I was yet. And he goes, you're not doing anything wrong, Kirk. You just haven't found the right people. You got to keep going. And I did. I kept going, and I struggled like everybody at times in this business. And by February of 2010, my life was changing dramatically. I don't have a college education, and, you know, I've never made a six-figure income until Ambit Energy. So my first big month in Ambit was February of 2010. I made $15,000, and my wife and I were jumping up and down in our kitchen like we're two little kids saying we're going to be rich. So that was definitely a defining moment. And, you know, I'll even tell you a little inside story. Was We had massive momentum, and it was the end of a promotion, and I was on the call with a three-way call with Ray and Brian, and we're just talking about how exciting things were. And, you know, Brian says to Ray and myself, and he says, man, that's not good leadership. That's divine intervention. Even Brian was blown away by what was going on in my organization. And, you know, that was definitely the aha it moment for sure.
You know, I want to point out something in your story that I think a lot of people probably didn't get. At that lunch, you did not have a guest, but you did not hesitate to walk up to Chris Chambliss, our co-founder, and ask, what am I doing wrong? I think that is probably the key characteristic that separates the most successful consultants from those that only have mediocre results is that it doesn't matter what we're doing, what results we're producing, we're always going to look for how are we going to get better? Who can we ask that can pinpoint what we need to be doing to make a bigger difference in our business? And I think that's so key. So if you guys on the call are not asking questions, and asking people who are more successful, what am I doing wrong? What can I be doing better? How can I be more effective? Then you're really missing the biggest opportunity of our business because, I mean, Kirk, you can tell them, you know, I think one of the things we found company-wide, no matter where you are, is that people are just so willing to help, you know? People are so willing to help when people are really hungry.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I mean, you know, I think Chris and Jerry created a culture within Ambit right out of the gate, and you know we all embrace it and share it and follow what they have brought to the company. And yeah, I mean, I love helping people, and you know certainly I want to help my team, but I help anybody, and I love it. You know, when people are asking advice and you can help them in any way, you know, one conversation with somebody who maybe you've never talked to before can change the direction of your business just like that.
Absolutely. You know, I think about what you've done over, you know, before you went full-time with Ambit, retired from being a firefighter. You know, Mary and I went full-time just 10 months after being in the business. And so what I most admire about your story is that you got your yellow jacket while you were still as a firefighter. I mean, you worked a full-time job, and you built this business to accumulate well over $1 million in the business. And I just admire that so much because I don't know how I would have done that with what we did. But what I want you to share about is now you're either the only one or one of the few that were able to literally put 100% of your salary as a firefighter into your pension because you were living off your Ambit business while you were still working as a full-time firefighter. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, you have a great memory, Richard. I have a pension that's funded by the state, but also there is an additional retirement fund called the Deferred Compensation Plan. And, you know, each year you can max out, but back when I started, it was $17,500. And, you know, I by no means was I anywhere near maxing out because I was broke, and I was lucky if I put anything into it. But about 3 years into my Ambit journey, I was able to start putting more money away, and I ended up maxing out at $17,500. And the gentleman that comes in to get the new guys enrolled in the program was sitting at the table one day, and I asked him, I go, what is the max that somebody can put in? Now, I mean, yeah, I'm a bald guy and everything else, but, you know, I don't think I look like I'm old enough to retire. But anyways, that being said, we sat around the table, and he looked at my account. He goes, you're at the max, and they're going to raise it to $18,500 next year, so you'll be able to add another $1,000. And I said, that's it. I said, that's the most you can do. And he said, well, there is a catch-up program if you're in your final 3 years. You can match 100%. He goes, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And I go, well, that's what I would like to do. And he goes, yeah, right. And the five other guys on my shift sitting around the table looked at the guy and said, no, he's serious. Yeah, so they didn't know exactly what they needed to do. I believe I'm the first person in the state of New York under the age of 50 to do that. And, yeah, I did not draw a paycheck for my last 3 years in the fire department because of Ambit Energy.
That's incredible. I mean, I know, you know, Ambit being, you know, a little over 12 years old now, sometimes for new people, I think some of the success stories that we have overwhelm people sometimes. But when I hear stuff like that, I mean, that's, you know, that's just real life-changing stuff. I mean, you're in your 40s. You're setting yourself up for an incredible retirement, prepared your family, and that doesn't necessarily take millions of dollars, but it does take hard work. It does take sacrificing and reorganizing life. So you know, you've got a family, you've got a full-time job. Talk a little bit about how you rearranged life to put Ambit as a priority. It couldn't be the priority, but talk about how you rearranged your schedule to make this work for you and your family.
Well, I knew I needed to make sacrifices to position myself in the company. And, you know, Brian always says, and we all know, God first, family second. And then whether it's your job, obviously for me, Ambit was number three. And, you know, so to get this business up and rolling, every moment I wasn't in the firehouse, I was doing something with Ambit. And, you know, we're joking about this recently up the Ray's house with John Haas and his wife. And, you know, for years we called it, the family was on lockdown. If I was on a conference call or, you know, doing something with Ambit where it needed quiet with no background noise. And so we were laughing about that, how families go through that. You call it lockdown, but, you know, really my wife and kids actually paid the ultimate price because, you know, there was many things that I missed. There was many times where my wife had to carry the entire load of all the things we needed to do around the house and with the family. But we saw the big picture, and, you know, I would take any vacation time I had at the firehouse. I took it all to attend Ambit events or build my business some way, shape, or form. And, you know, at any time, any free time, I would, if there was a big event and I didn't have any vacation time, one of the luxuries of the fire service is I could make a trade with another guy, and I would do that. I would do anything I could do to be at every event and everything that benefited me building my business. And I did that for 7 years while working full time. And even when, you know, I started in my second year, I actually made more money with Ambit than I made as a career firefighter. And, you know, but as I had more success in Ambit, it made me enjoy my job even more because it wasn't about the money anymore. It was just about being there, being a firefighter and doing what I love to do. And it was a good feeling. Although at times, you know, I wasn't, I guess the best way for me to put it is I wasn't necessarily supported by the leaders in the firehouse. So, you know, anything I did while I was working was definitely under the radar. And, you know, so that's how life was. So it almost felt like I was in prison while I was working sometimes, but I knew I wanted to complete my career. I wanted my two sons to be proud of me for retiring. And, you know, I loved what I was doing. And I had a pension and health insurance. And many people on this call know my story. And I definitely needed that health insurance. And that is a blessing to have health insurance for my wife and kids for life. So that's a good thing.
I have to go back to this, Kurt, because I'm like kind of blown away about your pension story. Because, you know, I'm an engineer, so I'm a numbers girl, and I didn't even hear the last segment because I went to my calculator. You literally bought back time. I think people don't understand the power of buying back time. I just calculated you putting 3 years of your salary in to make up for the 20 years you didn't put anything in, and you literally bought back that time you lost in building your pension, because that's about 7-8% of your income annually over the last 20 years that you made up for in the last 3 years. I cannot stress as a math person, like, you don't have to understand what I understand, but that is one of the most powerful things I've ever heard in all of Ambit, in all the stories of Ambit, because you literally bought back that time that you lost. I mean, there's so many people on this call that do not have retirement, that have lost time, that have said, man, I wish I'd started saving in my 20s. I wish I had put the max amount of my 401k when I didn't have anything and I didn't know and I wouldn't have missed out on it. Now I have kids and I've got college and I've got insurance and I've got medical bills and I can't put anything extra into retirement. You literally focused all your efforts to build your business, but what you were able to do is you were able to buy back the last 20 years. So everything you put in the last few years, like, really compensated for all of that. And it's amazing. What was I guess, what do you think is the differentiating factor for you, the driver for you? I mean, you guys had success really quick. You started to change your lifestyle. But what had you continue to keep going and keep pushing, even when things got comfortable? Because I know a lot of people in Ambit, they start to feel that breathing room. They start to be able to make ends meet without a lot of effort. And then the hunger that they had in the beginning, it kind of fizzles. Like, what is it that had you keep going in the face of already experiencing success?
Well, you know, it took me a good 5 years in Ambit, you know, to truly start to change my financial picture. You know, although I was, you know, I was making decent money, we were not in a good place financially. And it was not always bad decisions. It was just unforeseen circumstances. And, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, you know, what drove me to be successful in this business from the very beginning was, you know, it broke my heart to watch my wife looking, you know, trying to find money anywhere she could. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say that we were at a point in our life where we were taking cash advances on credit cards to pay our bills, knowing that it was like the absolute worst thing to do. But we were able to claw our way back out of all that. And it took time, and I was willing to stick it out. But, you know, yes, we started living a different life, and we were very grateful. And, you know, at some point, I always say, no pun intended, the light switch came on. And, you know, my drive turned towards helping other people to build a residual income and have success. And, you know, living paycheck to paycheck most of my life and watching my parents live paycheck to paycheck their whole life, and they were hard workers. I never wanted to put myself in that position again. And, you know, as we were making money, we weren't good at saving money. That was part of the problem. And by putting all that money into the deferred comp, I forced my hand because I committed to doing it because we could afford to do it. And I knew if I didn't do it, I wouldn't have put money aside like I needed to. So I forced my hand, and it was the best thing I ever did. But, you know, as we started to get more comfortable financially, what drove me was helping other people on my team, and that's the honest truth. I mean, just seeing people's lives change is so gratifying. And, you know, the hardest part of this business is when you want it more for some people than they want it themselves. And, you know, we can't fix that part of it. But I know I can look anyone on my team in the eye and say, I offered to help you, you know, and that's, I feel good about that. You know, I know that it wasn't because of me and it wasn't because of Ambit that they maybe didn't have the success that they were looking for.
You know, you've got, you know, incredible upline leadership, and I've always admired Ray for his tenacity and everything. And one of the things that sticks with me with Ray is that, you know, when people ask, why do you keep on working? Why do you keep on doing this? And he'll talk about the people. But then the other thing he talks about is, I wanted to get as far away from broke as possible. And, you know, I've watched you and your wife, you know, developing this business. And I guess, you know, Ambit's never been very flashy. It's always valued. It's always valued quality of life, freedom, time freedom. And, you know, as you guys have grown and developed, you know, you guys, yeah, you've taken some nice trips, you've done some upgrades, but you've kept the main thing and not gone out there and focused on your people, developing leaders. And I think for every leader that really develops himself in this company, at some point in time, the people are more important than the check. And you guys have definitely done that. You know, this is for probably the new people, and maybe even for some of the people that are just, you know, RCs and SCs. Is, you know, if you could, you know, go back and look to see, you know, in your story, what would, you know, what do you know now that you wish you had known when you got started?
You know, this is probably the hardest question I've been asked several times, and it's very difficult to answer for me. You know, I feel very fortunate because, you know, right out of the gate, I don't know, maybe some people don't know this story, but, you know, I signed up an ambit and my sponsor into the business within a week or two more or less told me to lose his number and not call him again. And the easy answer to would have been to quit, right? But that wasn't going to fix my problems. And I was very fortunate that, you know, Ray Monty handed me his business card. And he said, if you ever need anything, don't be afraid to call. And he didn't know what he was in for because I started calling him 10 times a day. And I guess it goes back to just what Mary was talking about earlier is I've never been afraid to go up to the people who are where I wanted to be and ask them the questions that I had to try and learn from them. And, you know, I guess if I could go back in time, maybe I would have talked to even more people, more leaders, because in the beginning, you don't realize the culture of this company, that anybody will do anything to help you. And, you know, you're primarily working with the people that you work with every day, you know, that are your upline and the people that are supporting you. But, you know, I would recommend that new people, especially, if somebody's in that magazine that, you know, connects with you or resonates in any way, you should call them or find a way to get in touch with them. You know, I've had so many people, matter of fact, more people than I can name, but some of them have become some of my best friends. They're not on my team, and we're so close that people think they're on my team. You know, Lance Wren out of Pennsylvania, Jason McKee out of Illinois. Spent a lot of time on the phone with Chris Niles, you know, Carter Mook. These are all great people that, you know, have called me and asked me questions, and we've built relationships. They're now some of the best people in my life, in my entire life, along with my closest friends that I work with on a regular basis. So for a new person on here, when people give you their card and say, if you need anything, give me a call, they really mean it. You know, it's not just some hokey thing, give you a card to get you out of their hair. They really are willing to help you. And don't be afraid to call people who are where you want to be. That would be one thing I would definitely say. And the other thing, you know, I did it fairly quickly, but I would say if I could go back in time, I would promote even quicker than what I did. Because the faster you go through this compensation plan, you know, the more money you're going to make and the more people you're going to help. And it's the truth.
That's awesome. You know, I look back at our story and I think I can't speak for Mary, but, you know, for myself is I didn't believe big enough soon enough. You know, I just didn't have the vision yet of what this company could actually do for our lives, for our family. And, that would be the one thing I wish I could go back and change, but I think we've almost made up for that delay.
Yeah, I think we all fall in that though, Richard. You know, when we start this business, I think people have a limited belief, maybe an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, but you can't fathom the idea of making a monthly income that was, you know, what you visioned as a yearly income before. So, you know, yeah, lift the lid. That's what we need to do.
Absolutely.
So you and Trish have been on multiple five-star vacations, and, you know, you could tell people you can see all the pictures, but obviously the pictures never really depict the real, you know, richness of the five-star. So can you share with everybody, like, what was the five-star like for you, and what was the greatest value for you guys?
Well, you know, five-star trips, you know, all of them have been incredible. I will say that this last one to the Bahamas is by far my favorite. And, you know, for a long time, I always thought that Punta Mita was the greatest, but, you know, the Bahamas was incredible. just the resort we stayed at, you know, access to everything. You can, you know, obviously they speak English, and a casino, not that I'm a big gambler, but it was fun to hang out with the other people on the trip and go to the casino and do a little gambling, have a little bit of fun. You could travel off the resort safely, and there's so many things to do in the Bahamas. But, you know, certainly the greatest benefit to being on these five-star trips, aside from really getting to know the owners of the company, is learning more about the leaders in the company that are on the trip as well, who you may never really get to know that well, whether you know who they are or not. You just don't get to have the more intimate conversations that you can have when you're on vacation for a week with these people. And it's just powerful. You know, it's so powerful. And one of the stories I'd like to share about Five Star, and this may go back to, you know, my mindset in the early days as well, is I was fortunate enough to win one of my first Five Stars within a year of being in the company. And on that Five Star trip, Jerry Thompson pulled us all in the back in a side room. And him and Chris were talking, and he said, "Listen, guys, you're going to make a lot of money in this business. You need to pay your taxes and, you know, do the right thing. Don't get in over your head. That we're trying to help people get out, you know, get out from paycheck to paycheck. So do the right things. Don't overspend and pay your taxes." And, you know, that stuck with me. I actually told Jerry about that this past week. I said, "I never forgot what you said." And I've seen people in Ambit, as they're having success, go right back into that vicious cycle of materialistic things and living residual check to residual check. And, you know, I never did that. We still live in the same house. We don't drive fancy vehicles. We are financially free and very grateful. And, you know, time freedom is what we all want. And Ambit can do that for you. So being on these trips and just listening to people's stories and their whys and their backgrounds, and, you know, it's powerful, very powerful. You realize that we're all just regular people that are driven to be successful in Ambit. And that's what I take away from that.
That's awesome. Well, we got a couple more questions. We're a little bit longer tonight than normal just because this is too rich. But so your first five-star trip probably went on just by yourself. But I know when Mary and I had our, you know, a five-star trip where we actually had other team members on the five-star trip, that changed the dynamic completely. Now, this last trip, you had some team members with you, didn't you, that made the trip as well?
Not this last one, the one before that, the Arizona trip. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And I'm glad you asked me about that, though. You know, it was Anthony Coletti and his wife, Jessica. And, you know, I was more excited for them than I was for myself. I mean, just knowing that what they're going to take away from being around these people on the five-star trips, you know, they become some of your closest friends. And I happen to know, because of being on the five-star trip, Anthony and Chad Crenshaw are now very close best friends, and they talk daily. And, you know, I think they have very similar mindsets, and they may have never got to know that about each other if they weren't on that five-star trip. So, yeah, for me, having people on my team on the five-star trip is, you know, more gratifying than going on one for myself, for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's my biggest hope and prayer for people that are, you know, in Ambit, and whether they're just getting started or teeter-tottering, is that they just stay in long enough to get to have Ambit get in them, to where they create these relationships, to where they're just, you know, the thought of leaving is off the table. It's out of the question. You know, they become bulletproof. And their future is, you know, maybe it's not set, maybe it's not 100% clear, but they know that this is the solution, and that they know they can change their life with this opportunity.
No doubt. Yeah, you have to be laser focused.
But one other thing, other than the five-star trips that you've been on the past year, you and Tricia did an amazing, what I would call, you know, I hate using the term bucket list. I call it life list or dreams list. You guys took a dream trip of the year, though. Talk a little bit about that.
It was incredible. I mean, it's something I would have never dreamed of doing. And I was even telling Jerry on the five-star that, you know, when we went to Thailand and Dubai, we even, one section of the trip, we flew first class. I wanted to get a taste of that, you know, and it's pretty cool being on an Emirates flight, sitting in the front with your own little bed and a TV and the flight attendant coming up and asking if you want a washcloth. And I say, what's this for? She goes, just in case you're hot. I go, oh, yeah, I'm hot. You know, grabbing that wet cloth because, you know, that you're not getting that in the back seats, you know. So that was a great experience, you know, going to Thailand. We really experienced completely different cultures, of course. Thailand, third world country, and Dubai is one of the wealthiest countries you could visit. And certainly it was a tremendous trip. I mean, a dream trip. We did things we never would have imagined we could do. You know, it was fun. We were with a couple friends, and geez, there's just so much. I mean, riding camels, going to Dubai, going to the Ferrari track, you know, seeing the buildings and learning the culture in Dubai was very impactful in my life. You know, going to the Grand Mosque, you know, just incredible things that I never would have dreamed of doing. I mean, this whole year has been incredible for us. We were joking about, we've been on so many trips that we're tired of vacationing. You know, prior to that, we took a two-week cruise to Alaska, which was one of my favorite trips ever. You know, we've been down to New Orleans fishing, been to a football game down there. Recently, we just went to a college football game with Ray and a bunch of Ambit consultants, Penn State game. That was an incredible experience. Just our life, you know, we're done with material things. And, you know, there's nothing more precious than memories. And we're trying to create as many memories as we can. But going to Thailand, we stayed in Bangkok. And then we flew down to Kusumi Island, which was beautiful. We went out to James Bond Island, which was in the movie, I think, The Man with the Golden Gun. And we did all these little excursions that even if we could have done those trips, we probably couldn't afford it to do all the things we did. And just experiencing eating food in a back alley in Thailand, you know, maybe I wouldn't have tried that stuff in my previous life, I guess, but I wasn't afraid to try anything. We buzzed around on scooters, and it was probably crazy with my wife on the back, but we did it. And, you know, then we went to Phuket, and then we went to Dubai, and two extremely different worlds, but both wonderful.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have done that back alley because you were afraid you didn't have enough money for the medical expenses if something bad happened in the back alley. We've had those eating experiences too. So, yeah, for sure. You know, there's nothing, I can't stress it enough. You and Tricia definitely have the same thought process as Richard and I do. Like, the material things are nice, but they're never going to give you the same value and remembrance and joy as the experience and the memories that you get to create. I mean, I think about this past year for us too. We've had such incredible memories, some frustrating ones that have actually turned into some great stories. But, you know, what Jerry said to you really is the heartbeat of Ambit, is that really stay humble, do the right thing, get financially free, have life be enjoyable. You know, it's not about living paycheck to paycheck. You know, once you get out of that rat race, don't get back in the rat race. You know, what is something, what, you know, we're going to be wrapping up the call soon. What is something you want to leave the consultants with? Like, what is it that you want to make sure that they know before you get off the phone?
Well, you know, obviously the three of us have had tremendous success in Ambit. And, you know, what I would tell everybody on this call, no matter where you're at in the business, we've all struggled, you know, and I think a misconception is that, you know, things were handed to people who are already successful. And, you know, I wish that was the case sometimes, but, you know, you look back at the journey and it was worth every second. So, you know, one of the things I heard early on in my Ambit career was Chris Chambliss saying that when they started Ambit, it wasn't for everybody to become millionaires. Certainly, because we're still so early in the game in this industry, that's going to happen. But, you know, the concept was that if they could help people make an extra $200, $500, $1,000 a month and help people from living paycheck to paycheck, that was what their goal was. And, you know, they've done that. They've definitely done that for hundreds of thousands of people in Ambit Energy are receiving incomes that they never dreamed of. I get texts all the time from people. I just got a text from a guy who hasn't done anything in 5 years, but his residual income was $920 this month. And it just makes me happy. You know, I wish he did more, but he didn't. And he's ecstatic about the fact that his residual income check was $920. And there's so many stories like that. So, you know, for the new people on here, just understand that it does work. It will work if you work. But, you know, don't quit. You know, be here a year from now and plug. Here's probably the best thing I would like to say before we end this is, yes, it's important for you personally to plug into the system, get on these calls, get on the webinars, plug into the weekly meetings and the trainings, but don't do it alone. Get your team plugged in. That's how you will create financial freedom, creating duplication. And the more people you have plugged into the Ambit system, the more success you're going to have, because that's where the duplication truly comes from. We're not salespeople. We're not, by no means am I a network marketing guru. You know, I'm learning by trial and error, and, you know, through experience, you know, the lessons are taught. And I've learned some hard lessons along the way, and you all will too. And just don't give up. This business works more so than others.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to creating more memories with you guys. And for those of y'all listening tonight, I mean, this call is, I mean, this is for you. I mean, you just got to hear from a blue collar first responder who's now getting to experience butlers and first class airfare. So, you know, that stuff doesn't happen overnight, and that stuff doesn't happen by accident. You guys have paid a price. You've done some hard work. And, you know, I think for everyone on this call, maybe you don't like living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe what you need to change that to is you got to really start hating living paycheck to paycheck. You know, that which you don't hate, you become accustomed to and you start to be okay with. And, you know, at some point in time, you just got to decide enough's enough. I'm going to roll my sleeves up. I'm going to pay the price. However big the price is, I'm going to pay it, because whatever it is you think it is, it ain't enough. And you're going to get there and you're going to have to pay a little bit more. And then at some point in time, you get to look back and you go, that was worth it. And that's what Chris Chambliss told us a long time ago. He said, listen, this might be one of the hardest things you ever do, but it'll be worth it. And he was right. And I hang on to those words. And that was from almost 11 and a half years ago. And I think as leaders, we all have memories from somebody that poured something into us that we just hang on to. So maybe something from this call tonight, Kirk, you know, is going to touch somebody. And a year from now or 2 years from now, there'll be a guest speaker on this call sharing what they heard from you tonight. And I pray that's the case.
I pray that's the case too. You know, I want to, if you don't mind, there's one more thing I think is important to share.
Please.
You know, obviously I started this for the money, but, you know, in 2017, my wife got sick and my mom got sick unexpectedly. And I have three brothers who all have jobs, and their jobs wouldn't give them time off until my mom passed away. And, you know, I was with her every second of every moment until she took her last breath. I was her last conversation, and you can't put a price tag on that. And the part that I really wanted to share with people is, you know, certainly we all start Ambit for in need of money, most of us anyways. But, you know, at my mom's service, she has a big, big family. And I would say 70% of the people in that room were my Ambit family. So I just want people to know that this is bigger than just working a part-time business to make some extra money. It's truly life-changing.
Yeah, there is no doubt that those types of things you cannot put a price tag on. You know, that's precious time that you were able to have with your mom that, you know, you can't put a price tag on that. And I've certainly spent some quality time with my parents this past year. And, you know, time is the one precious commodity that nobody can ever buy more of. So you got to find a way to buy back your time so you can have more time. So I have loved being on this call with you. Looking forward to seeing you and Tricia soon, sometime next year. I'm going to turn it back over to Jay so he can have people say goodnight and tell you thank you for your time. We so appreciate you. I know you guys have just got back from your trip, but I know your heart is always to give. So thank you so much, Kirk, for your time.
Thank you. We love you guys.
Thank you, Mary. Richard, Mary, thanks so much. And Kirk and Trish, love you so much. And I just wanted to just publicly thank you for being responsible for a lot of my success in the beginning of my business. And I remember being a regional consultant and not knowing how to sign up a new person. And I was up at a meeting that you were running up in Albany, and you had a family to go home to, but this is just a testimony to how the leaders work in this business and how much I'm thankful for you, Kirk, because, you know, I remember you running out to your car in the middle of the winter, coming back with your iPad and sitting down with my new person, not quickly. You took your time. You took 45 minutes of your time. I was sitting right next to you, and you showed me how to sign up a new consultant, how to get them started properly. And I did it right there with you in the hotel lobby. And it was just incredible to watch you serve like that. And then, you know, your meetings and your leadership were instrumental in helping me become an executive consultant several years ago. And I'm just thankful for you. So thankful for your leadership. I love you, brother, a lot.
Thank you, Jay. Love you too, man.
So what I'm going to do right now is, if you just, before you thank Kirk, just give me 3 seconds, 3 or 4 seconds, because to unmute the line so he can hear everyone. And hope you guys have a wonderful evening. We'll be back next week. So just give it about 3 seconds here.
Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you, Mary, Richard.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you, Mary, Richard, and Jay. Have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you from Chicago.